This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting. No opening video today because I can't find it. So what else is new, right?
It's our first day after more than a year. Hi, guys. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It is one of those days. Man, what a weird week. It's been absolutely just as crazy as it can be. Right here on Fightful Overbooked, you got me and Maggie on the other channel, on Fightful's main channel. You have Will Washington with Day After Dynamite, so Dad. So you got three great people, and I don't know who his co-host is today, but that's probably another good person, I would assume, because if you hang out with Will, you're hanging out with somebody good, I think. So much love to those guys. Maggie, has it been pretty slow on your side of the world for wrestling news?
Oh, of my side of the world, there's no wrestling news in Bulgaria, so I can tell you that.
I was just talking about, like, in general.
I know what you were saying. Do you want me to tell you a funny story before that?
Yes, you know, please. I need something.
I usually break the ice with these ones. You know, I felt like, you know, I had a, you know, I told you what a day I had at work, like, you know, stupid men and whatnot. It's great. And then I got home and I was like, I really need to do something great. And I had this amazing baby spinach salad. I love it because I love how I make it. Like, I put cherry tomatoes in there, like, you know, and olive oil and, you know, all sorts of, you know, seeds in there. It's really healthy and it's really good. I love it. It's one of those rare, healthy things that I adore because it's so yummy. And then I ate it and I felt so good. And I was like, God, I really deserve a huge ass bar of chocolate right about now. I ate the whole ass chocolate.
Nice.
The whole chocolate, you know, which is insane because I ate the whole damn salad and I felt so, you know, I felt the need to reward myself. So I ate the whole chocolate. And this never would have happened if I just had, you know, a toaster sandwich, which is something I usually eat, but I found myself eating a lot of bread and I was feeling it, you know, on my tummy. And I was like, yeah, I gotta stop doing that. And then I decided to eat a salad and it was so good that I ate a whole bar of chocolate. I feel so bad right now, but it was so good.
What do you put on? I think I've asked you this before, but let's just do it for the new people that might be joining us. What goes on a toaster sandwich for you?
Okay. Most of the ingredients, you have no idea what they are because they're Bulgarian. So I might as well not. It's like white cheese and yellow cheese. Those are totally different things. You do not have those things in the States. They're not processed at all, so they're not bad for you. You have fresh tomatoes, burger sauce, honey mustard, and pickles and onions. This is what I put on my toaster sandwich. And I really want it right now. Thank you for reminding me. I cannot cook for shit, but I love, like, the things I do for myself, I do with a lot of love. And it took me quite some time to get to this level of tastiness in my toaster sandwiches. Yeah.
That does sound pretty good.
Before I put the stuff on the two sides of the bread, I put a little, how do you call it?
I don't know where you're going with this. So, like,
wait, I know this. Oh, cream cheese. Oh, fuck. Cream cheese.
Okay.
Cream cheese. I put some cream cheese and then I put everything. Basically, I love cheese. But again, it has nothing to do with your cheese.
Well, let's talk about
it's different. Do you want to talk about food? Fuck the rest. No.
Well, no, I want to talk about something sour. How about this? Stephanie McMahon announced her resignation this week because his name's not Dipshit. It's Vince.
Oh my God, you're really spicy today. before you start running, guys, hi. Please like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Please send us a super chat or a humper chat. We get to keep a lot more of the money on humper chats. But if you're here, please like the video. It means a lot. And, you know, send us your money because we're poor and we hate the world right now. So continue, Rob. Hi.
Yeah. the thing is I've said it in many podcasts. And he's even said it like on Fightful Select and stories and stuff like that. Everybody in WWE, like, he's never really heard anything negative about Stephanie McMahon. You know, like, everybody loves Stephanie.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon comes back. She's gone. Things are looking up for the company. Profits are good. Ratings are up. Things are good. This man, a couple of, what was it, November, I think, there was a story that came out that he regrets even leaving. And then that was like the first domino to fall that people knew he was probably working his way back. And so now she's gone. People that did not want him back seem to be gone, like they've resigned from the board. We don't necessarily know what's going on with this. Sean just reported, and they might have been reported some, like, I know Sean reported it. I don't know if anybody else did anything before. I haven't had the chance to look at the news today, but there's going to be an all-talent meeting today, so I don't know what that entails. Don't know if Vince is going to be there. I don't know if that's been said.
Talent as in wrestlers? Like,
yeah. Like, talent, like, I assume it's just talent that's scheduled to be at SmackDown. I don't think they're bringing in Raw superstars. So I assume if you're scheduled for SmackDown, it's everybody that's there for SmackDown what I'm guessing. So that'll be interesting.
And probably, you know, if there are some NXT stars doing dark matches, I don't know if they do these on SmackDown. Like, I know they do it on Raw.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think they do. What do they do? What show do they do another show on SmackDown, like a pre-show? Is it Superstars? Not Superstars. What do they do?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they film something, I think, but Ryan Sullivan says happy Friday. That's all. Magatha.
Yeah, Robert and Magatha. I actually like Magatha. Magatha. Wait, it sounds like Agatha.
Oh, there it is. Main event. I knew it was like something like. Bleh.
There you go, Chris.
Alex says he'll be there. Hey, cool. Have fun.
Alex, you're going to the show?
Nice. Have fun. I hope you have a good time. Say hi to your buddy. Oh, no, you won't see him. He's not there. Austin Rome.
Wait, you're going to the show? How are you doing the post show after that? Are you doing that? Or is he going to be at the talent meeting?
Oh, yeah, that's it. He's going to the talent meeting. That's who, Uncle Howdy is. There we go.
It's Alex.
There we go.
It's Alex. I knew
it. We figured out.
Fucking knew it.
I'm going to DM Sean and let him know right now.
Yeah.
We got it. We got it. We figured it out.
We have a Fightful Mole.
Yeah. Moly.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the super chat again, Ryan. Well, first off, what are your thoughts on Stephanie McMahon stepping down? I think you're feeling the same way I am. Just kind of like.
I'm pretty bummed out about that because, like, I know that, like, nothing has been said But I know that the thing we can do now is basically we can speculate. But if you look at it like as a whole, right before a lot of iffy information came out about Vince, she stepped down. Like she took her ball and just went home and decided to take care of her husband and dedicate everything to her family, which is something great. And for whatever she's been dealing with, like being Vince McMahon's daughter, like this means a lot. This probably I cannot think of more under pressure situation than being Vince McMahon's daughter. Huge shoes and a lot of responsibility and basically cleaning up a lot of messes, apparently. So she went home, and we can just speculate that one of the reasons she went home was because of the things she knew and she saw coming. Then she came back to, you know, take things into her own hands. Everything was great. Morale went up because everyone loves Stephanie and she's great and she's amazing. And she actually like takes time to talk to people, talk to talent, talk to her workers, you know, like a normal boss would do. And then she leaves once Vince McMahon is back. Like you cannot possibly tell me that those aren't related situations. Yeah. It's, I mean, of course, it could be coincidental, but like, what are the odds of that happening? I'm bummed out because I will always root for women in high spots, in high places, because it just goes to show you that women can do the work and Stephanie does the work. We didn't even get to see the full potential of Stephanie and Triple H truly 100% in charge and do whatever, because I feel like that for the most part, they were trying to go along with everything that was built towards the last days of the Vince McMahon era. I was just looking forward to the Royal Rumble, and now everything is, I just have this sour taste in my mouth right now. And it's, I will be so happy if everything turns out okay. And, you know, if Vince McMahon truly isn't in charge of creative, this will be great. But we saw reports that both Triple H and Stephanie voted against the company to be sold. And I actually agree. I don't want them to be sold.
No, I don't either.
I really don't. Like, we had this huge, like, the day I woke up, like, let me tell you just how much I love my friends. The day I woke up, the Wednesday, after the whole mess on Twitter, I woke up from DMs from you, Corey, and Chris. I love you three so much, because all three of you were like, okay, breathe. It's probably not true, but you're going to wake up to a bunch of shit. So so everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, and I'm still just, I'm still in my pajamas. I'm still in bed. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Then I open up Fightful Select. I read everything, and then I go on Twitter and see everything. And I'm like, I still have, you know, like sleepies in my eyes. And all of a sudden I'm shouting and screaming like the baby from Eraserhead. Like this. Like what?
Yep, there you go.
I was basically Eraserhead baby. Like, why is this? No. Are we clipping that?
Oh, I'm sure somebody will. Chris sends us, hi, Rob. Hi, Maggie. More food talk, please. Okay.
We will. Okay. We can talk about that. What did you eat when you got the news?
What did you eat? Let's see here. When I was, I honestly think I was having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, I loved it.
No, I've never had it. So,
oh, it's good stuff. What Chris said Kyle. Thank you for the super chat. Alex Cardoza.
Yes, Soupy. Yes, we did mention you. You need to clip that.
Uncle Howdy just says a super chat. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alex. We love you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Jesus. How ever since Bray Wyatt was back and he's like Uncle Howdy, because I'm this huge South Park mark, and every time Uncle Howdy comes out, and I'm like, ha.
Yeah, and I see some of the things in chat. Like, I know people like have said, like, if the Tony and or the cons like have a.
I do not want that. I don't want that.
I get that. I understand. The thing though too is if they offer the best deal, that's technically what Vince has to do. The best offer for like his, for stockholders. However, he has that option where he can maybe change his mind and wants to try to find different ways. They did hire another firm to look at different possibilities now. So that'll be interesting to see, like outside of selling, from what I gather. It'll be interesting. The cons buying it just gives us another WCW WWE problem down the road, I think. We would get our fantasy pay-per-views that we've always wanted, but what happens after that?
Yeah, sure, but no. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. And it's one of those things where the worst thing is what I read yesterday is how they're willing to, they'd be considering letting Vince still be in control. I'm like, who in the hell would pay for that? And still, like, why would you let him do it? You've already said that the product's been junk when he's in charge, and there's no way in hell. And I also think that AEW's still winning in this because people are talking about him now. Even if it doesn't happen, people are talking about him. It works for them. And I just don't see it happening. Like, I just don't. I know some people are getting their hopes up.
No. Look, what hopes up? What? Why would you? Okay.
There are people out there that want this to happen. There are.
Okay. So this is ridiculous, guys. Okay. So we just got out of this huge era of wrestling monopoly that was WWE. Why would you think that a second one would be good? This isn't good. Like, because like AEW is so good because they're striving to be great when they're going up against this huge giant that is WWE. And I love that. I love, you know what? Let me be David Lynch for a while. One thing can only be so great because of the other thing. When the other thing stops to exist, like cease existing, the other thing doesn't become as like two times greater. No, it starts to lose things. Mm-hmm. Like if you love AEW, you do not want them to buy WWE. Your bucket is huge, Rob.
That's first time for me. Sir. I know it's, and it has the Rock logo on it. So that's why I bought it, remember?
It's, yeah, I know.
My bucket's huge.
This, yeah, your bucket is huge.
It's huge. We're going to have to edit that part where you just say it's huge.
Yeah, your bucket is huge, Rob. I am so opposed to that because they, like, both companies are great because they're lighting a fire up the other company's ass. This is great. Like, competition is a good thing as long as it's healthy competition. Like, I know that, like, hardcore WWE fans are going to stop watching, which is probably a good thing for Impact because they're going to start watching Impact. Like, So kudos to Impact for that, because they're going to stick to their guns. And probably New Japan. Hey, that's fine. I will be up for a huge, huge star, you know, pay-per-view with all, like, New Japan and Impact and Ring of Honor and AEW and WWE. This is what I'm here for. But, like, please do not buy. No, this won't be good. Like, Tony Khan can barely, you know, do everything that he's been doing on Dynamite and on Rampage. Like, he needs help booking his show. Why do you think that, because he's going to try and do everything himself, why do you think that him being in charge of this huge-ass company will be a good thing? It's not. Like, and this is not me not having faith in Tony Khan. I have faith in Tony Khan. I appreciate him so much because of AEW, WWE become somewhat better. Why are you laughing?
Because I just remember this. What I downloaded. This is what I said, like I tweeted. This is what I tweeted last night.
Yeah, okay. Do you know why I love this? Because of Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I know. That's what I saw last night. I was like, hey, yeah.
What? Like, because of Mustafa Ali, he's so great. Yeah. Look at him. It's
yeah. So great. I popped myself. That's what I usually do on Twitter. I just tweet. Like Jeremy, I try to tweet to pop myself, and usually it fails. Sometimes it doesn't, but it is.
Tune in to Fightful Select after our show and watch our chat with Jeremy. It was so great. Yeah. Apparently, like, reports come out that actually Vince is being sued by a board member who was, you know, forced to step down just so Vince McMahon can shove up the board, like, people who will basically, like, a bunch of yes men. That's the right word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I for this, you really need to tune in to Listen Your Boy from this week, from this past Wednesday, because Jimmy Van gave, like, explained a lot of stuff that I have no idea about. Like, I have no idea how Bulgarian things work, let alone things in the state. So you really need to watch that episode of Listen Your Boy, because he gave a lot of explanation about these things.
Yeah. And like, usually I try not to bring up too many like non-super chats, but respectfully, I don't agree with this at all. I mean, the guys, they brought in Nick Khan for a reason, you know. That's I respectfully disagree with this. That's when you bring in Nick Khan, who's known as he was the biggest guy at CAA, like one of the biggest agents, like Hollywood agents, sports agents, slash sports agents, I guess you'd say, but TV agents is the best way to look at it. I don't think so. Plus, that's been talked about for a long time. I don't look at it. That was even before like AEW that he's mentioned it before that there were times that he was thinking about slowing it down. So I don't look at that as a win for AEW. I don't necessarily think AEW considers that a win either. So
I know. I get that. By the way, Nick Khan is a genius.
Oh yeah.
Like he's done so good for that company, and I will never stop giving him flowers about the day one pay-per-view that he did last year. That was pure genius of him. So great. Yeah. And it did good because like they had basically a pay-per-view between, what was the last pay-per-view of 2021? I don't remember. The last pay-per-view of 2021 and the Rumble. Like, it gave, like, some stakes and something to look forward to while you're hungover from, you know, New Year's Eve.
Well, it wasn't Survivor Series?
I really don't remember, Rob. Seriously. Was it, I don't know, have they done TLC in the last 5 decades?
Oh, it might have been TLC, actually. I don't know.
I don't remember. I have no idea.
Somebody can. Somebody will look it up. Yeah, if somebody knows.
Last pay-per-view of 2021. I don't remember. So day one was a genius move, and it made them a lot of money. And so, yeah, kudos to that.
Alex said December had nothing. Well, we're talking 2021, so I'm not sure.
We're talking 2021, boo, so please.
Boo.
Yeah, please get your game
face ready. You're calling them boo, I'm calling them howdy, so it works.
Yeah, so.
Boo howdy.
So, and probably also, of all the news from, you know, Saudi probably buying, you know, WWE, and then the Khans probably buying WWE, this is all like them filling out everything and giving us awful, you know, decisions. And then when Disney finally bought them, we were like, oh, phew, yes. Because, like, I don't care. I really don't want them to sell. I just want them to be, you know, I just want great booking. I would just want the wrestlers to wrestle if they want to. I want Mustafa Ali on my show. I want Kevin Owens draped in gold. Like, give me that. And fucking Sami Zayn dethroning Roman Reigns.
Just give us what we want, right?
Yeah, give us what we want.
So, yeah, just
25 minutes is enough time for us to talk about that.
Yeah, the only thing I want to add is the last thing I'll add is the merger talk. There's no way in hell that happens. I don't think, even though, yes, Vince has, like, technically Vince has to do the best thing for the company, blah blah blah, but that's not going to happen. They'll figure something else out. There's just no way that's going to happen. I give that less than 1%. That's just how I feel about it. I could be completely wrong. I just don't see it happening. But let's go ahead and move out from the East Coast to the West Coast. AEW Dynamite was in Los Angeles. Well, you know, East Coast, New York.
I know. Well,
they were in Los Angeles at the Kia Forum for a huge show. They started off with a bang with Jon Moxley versus Adam Hangman Page.
So good.
Great match.
So good.
They beat the holy hell out of each other. They went with the... I like how I thought they went the right way. I thought you had to have Adam Page.
The right person won.
Yep.
The right person won.
That way you set up, hopefully, I think you said it best. I think everybody said it best, but I think you said it like two. Let Mr. Moxley go on his vacation now, please. Right?
Yes, he so deserves that. And like they did the whole angle after the match with the medical. And he was like, what happened? He played it so great, and he was Moxley so good.
Yeah,
I well deserved vacation. Seriously, I'm sure that Renee is so pissed off all her plans went to, you know.
Yeah, well, I know one of his friends, like after the whole CM Punk Elite stuff, I know one of his friends said that he had a fishing trip scheduled, so. Yeah. So I hope he gets to go fishing now. I really
yeah,
hope.
Maybe he can meet up with Braun Breaker.
You gave me an idea.
They can sit on those ridiculous chairs that look like a huge dildo coming out of your ass. Like
I've never had that issue, so I couldn't tell you. But sounds okay.
They can exchange awkward ass promos while actually filming with the selfie camera. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's gonna be so great because, like, you know,
you gave me an idea now, though, so I might have to make one of those photos.
You really need to.
Yeah, it was great. Great match. If he takes some time off, like we're hoping he does, I cannot wait for him to when he comes back. There's no reason for them not to stop this little feud. Let him have a couple of matches and. I kind of got what I like about this is you can see that they don't like each other, but there's still respect there between them, you know?
Moxley and Hangman?
Yeah. You can tell there's still a respect there.
Yeah, but they never said that they didn't respect
each other. I know.
Did they? I'm probably missing.
No, they're just talking they're just talking mainly.
Mm-hmm.
They're just talking. Each one thinks they're better than the other, which of course is what you want to see, because if you don't think you're better than somebody, what the hell are you doing in the wrestling, you know?
Yeah, it's... iron sharpens iron. If I hear that one more time in a promo, I'm gonna barf. Yeah. But it's the truth. So, and after that, Rob, after that we had the biggest pop of the night, at least for me. We had Adam Cole back.
Yes.
I love how they phrased it, because when Tony Schiavone was in the ring, I was so sure that he was introducing an MJF promo.
Yeah.
I was so sure. And then we heard it. We heard it, you know, it's all about the boom. And I was like, oh, my coffee was everywhere. And this was the moment that I was so pissed off that I wasn't doing reactions, because I legitimately threw my coffee in the air.
So Adam Cole got you wet. That's good.
My couch, not
me. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do not want to be on Britt Baker's bad side, because I actually want her to fix my teeth someday.
I don't blame you there. Me too.
This was so great. Like, it's no one in the history of wrestling fans. I know that, like, wrestling fans are the worst, but like, no one in the history of wrestling.
Well, let's rephrase that. Like, a lot, 90% of wrestling Twitter, 95%.
Yeah, okay.
Of wrestling Twitter and Reddit.
I know people will get what I'm saying, please.
Okay, well,
no one in the history of wrestling hates that theme song. Mikey Ruckus is a musical genius.
That is a bold-faced lie, sir.
You are the loveliest, Alex, please.
Yeah, you're one of the best.
No one will never not pop for this song ever. I'm so glad that he's back. I've missed him so much. I know that, you know, that I don't think that nowadays there's a wrestler who will be missed so much that the wrestling will ever be, you know, the same as it was before. But I really miss Adam Cole, because, like, it's one of those things, you know, every time I say that on the show all the time, every time AJ Styles wrestles on my television, every time he does a promo, every time Kenny Omega's on my television, my eyes are glued, because, like, I'm interested. I want to know what's happening. And it's the same with Adam Cole. I heard a lot of people say that, but seeing Adam Cole back on AEW just made me realize just how much I miss Kyle O'Reilly as well. And our best wishes to Kyle O'Reilly. He has been dealing with a ton. I just hope that he's great. I just hope that everything is awesome. I just miss Kyle O'Reilly in the ring. He's so great. Oh my God. And I cannot wait for Adam Cole's first match back. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the first thing
this
I
match will be.
Well, the first thing I want to say is it takes a lot for me to mark out. Like, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like I it's there's just something about it. I just don't. That night when he came out, I was just happy as hell. I was so happy to see that. And because you know how much I love Adam Cole. Like, I absolutely adore the guy. And when he came out, I was just like, I actually had goosebumps, and I was just hanging on to every word. And I'm just like, oh God, please just, I'm like, I just had a feeling I'm like, please just do the Mark Henry type thing. Like, I was like hoping he's like, and there's some bad news. I'm like, please do the, like, please keep going. Please turn this. And when he said the bad news is
bad news is not for me.
I was like,
flawless. So flawless. I'm really looking forward to BTE next week. It's gonna be great, because, like, will Ronde, because he kind of turned on them, and it's really interesting what direction they'll be going right now.
I think what you have to do based on that reaction this past Wednesday, you can't have him be a heel right now. You have a huge babyface.
Yeah, you gotta utilize on the fact that, you know.
Yeah,
you just have
to fix it.
This is what I'm saying. I'm really interested in to see how they turn this into something logical, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the Elite having the titles now is also you know, something else.
You were asking me who, I'll answer that in a question. This promo makes me believe Adam Cole will be the one to dethrone MJF. I would be okay with that.
I will not be mad, and thank you for the segue, because I like, okay, we got the Jungle Hook match. It was great. I enjoy watching Hook suplexing Big Bill. Big Bill is a stupid name. I really hate it, but do you want us to talk about MJF now?
One second. I forgot about one. Chris says, how funny would it be if Ted Turner bought WWE?
Oh, come on.
Vince, I'm thinking about getting in the wrestling business. That's like the famous quote that Vince always says.
Yeah, sure.
When he first talked to billionaire Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jackie Rodriguez sends a super chat. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, my God, Jackie's here. Hi.
She says, happy Friday, beautiful people. Love you both.
I'm sorry. I will always mark out.
Yeah, you got to.
Have to.
You have to. It's law.
Jackie, I've been missing your singing, so probably might as well get down to that. Okay. After the show ends.
I'll sing for you.
Please, right now. Thank you.
I was
people
kidding.
Send us no. People send us money so Rob can sing.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to sing. We're trying to get people to stay here, so maybe
this
one day
would be great. I'm sure that you have a wonderful voice. Okay, so MJF.
We'll do like a duet or something maybe one day.
No, I want you to sing. People know that I can sing. I just want them to know that you can sing as well.
Maybe me and Jackie will do a duet.
I'm walking on sunshine.
No, I can do better than that. Okay.
MJF, did you think of that promo?
That was
first of all
brutal.
The match between Brian Danielson and Takeshita was
Okay, the one thing I want to say about this is this is going back to wrestling Twitter again, and I apologize. If you think you know what a botch is, but you're not 100%, don't say it. I don't know if you saw it, but somebody said, look at them save a botch. There was one Twitter user that said it.
No. Okay, I understand. That was Marcus. Let me explain. He said a near botch because this was seconds away from being a botch. You see it, right? Seconds away. But because they are professional, they're not going to botch it because both of them are professional, right? So he phrased it this way, but everyone took it out of
out of
near botch.
I think maybe the way if that's the case, I think maybe the way he phrased it was the problem.
Yes, the phrasing was a problem. He was putting them over because Marcus is one of the biggest AEW marks ever.
Okay, so that's
no one understood what he was saying, and I feel bad.
Okay, well that makes me feel better that you know who he is because I was
I know who he is. Marcus is great, and he one of the biggest empaths I've ever met in my life. Shout out to Marcus. He meant no ill will.
Okay. Well, I definitely didn't go out of my way to tweet anything, but I know I did shake my head at something.
Just to make things clear. I'm glad that you said something about it just because I would have forgotten to. I really wanted to make things clear.
But that's the thing too, is top dollar the other week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't say anything like when guys botch. Like I just don't. Like it I'm like it happens. Like
it
I
happens.
Don't I don't go on
it
there
really
and, like,
happens.
People can make fun. Like, and that was my thing. Like it happens. I just basically what I was gonna say is I get where he was going with this. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened, and I just said it, it was the way you phrased it, but I don't think he meant, and you basically backed it up along with
with
somebody said it in here. I just saw it, but
Corey
said it. Yeah. Yes. It was just the way he phrased it. And I saw a couple wrestlers like just,
you really could have phrased it better. But I assure you, he meant no ill will. Yeah. Because, like, so, again?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. And that's the thing. People can sometimes take your words.
Yeah, well, that's Twitter for you.
Like, yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's why I said.
Yes. Like, Marcus, again, Marcus is a great person. He's not, he did not mean to.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. It's good to say to know.
Like that. Yes. This is, you know what I decided to start writing down my favorite matches of the year because I didn't do this last year. Okay. I didn't do this.
Did Omega and Osprey make it this year?
Are you kidding me? Like, you're just... Thank you for reminding me about that. Corey, who's in the chat, Corey Michaels, wrote a fantastic article about this match. Please, everyone, go to Corey's Twitter. And he quote tweeted it. It's on Body Slam. It's... Okay, I'm incredibly biased because this has turned into my favorite match of all time ever. And I've read the article as many times as I've seen the match. Corey is one of the best. I love his way with words. He creates art. I will never stop saying that. I adore his work. He really deserves more eyes on that. Guys, if you love this match, you're going to adore the article that he wrote. Like, he basically tickles your senses every time he writes. He's just one of the best.
I'm so perverted today because I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Come on,
I don't know.
Let me knock you down to earth.
It's like Freaky Friday. It's like we switched. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. It's really funny.
Sorry, Corey.
Because there's no Wardlow in today's show.
Yeah.
He's probably having a haircut. Oh. So, what did you think of MJF's promo? This is what did you think?
I didn't like it. Why do they have to go? Why did they have to go that route? Like the take
the cheap heel.
Why? It's been brutal ever since.
Yeah,
you don't have to
do
the heel thing anymore. Like, let them do their thing. Like, it works. Like, look at that. Look at Adam Page and John Moxley. Just let them do their thing. You don't have to have them. I know that's his gimmick, just to be the ultimate asshole. But he was doing just fine being the way he was, being the asshole, and you don't have to let him do it the way he's good at. This is not good, and you could tell this is over. I think this is overdone. This does not seem like the Max, the MJF that we're used to. It just doesn't feel like that to me. Just to me. That's just the way I feel. I did not like it. I did not like Take Shitta. I did not like the thing I did not like is here we talk America. Like, come on.
Yeah, okay. But, like, you know, I know where he was going because, like, last week he mentioned, you know who, like, Disco. And this week he said exactly what Disco said. This is where he's coming from. But this is the problem that I thought that we were going to have the moment MJF won that title. Do you remember that podcast? I told you that I was ridiculously afraid of the title reign that we were going to get once MJF got the title. Mm-hmm. We were going to get stupid ass promos like this, and we all know what MJF can do with that mic. We all know. And we're not going to get that. And we're getting a whole year of this.
Yeah.
This was basically, I hated it so much because, like, you know how I would feel because I'm not American. I'm from Eastern Europe. You know how I would feel because here we talk American. Like, fucking no. Like, yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? This was Jake Lambert bad. I did not need that at all. It almost made me tune out of Dynamite. But because I knew that Danielson and Takeshita were going to have a banger. This is why I didn't, and also a lot of things that actually disappointed me later on in the show. But like this, I don't ever. I know it was reported that they were given the green light with that. Takeshita was okay with that, but Takeshita, you know, doesn't speak on behalf of the entire world, you know. It's not, I'm glad that he's okay with that, because he can take the heat, you know, he can work, but it's that cheap heat that MJF is getting, and I don't like that, because I know that he can be so much good and so much better. What he can do on the mic, this is cheap. This is, you don't need that. You're so good on the mic. You like, why go the easy way? Having in mind that it's Takeshita and Danielson. Yeah. Like, you should be taking them seriously, because they're one of the best at that company right now.
Our friend Chris says they were trying to mock Disco Inferno, but it just came across as careless and offensive. MJF might be better in small doses. Yeah. Well, yeah, I definitely agree with that. And bringing up
Chris is absolutely right here. Yeah. And this is what I'm saying, because he basically said the exact same thing that Disco said in that tweet.
Yeah. And Alexis, or our friend Alex, I always call him Alex, says, I'm going to let it play out. And that's the thing. Let MJF do his thing. That's what course. I want. But yeah. This just seemed like it was, all I'm saying, this felt like somebody was adding to it. Like, this did not feel like a MJF was by himself on this. It just didn't. It didn't to me. It just felt like somebody was telling him this. As weird, this is going to sound really weird. This felt more like, this kind of felt like, not saying it was by any means, but it felt like somebody, it felt like WWE-ish to a big extent. Like, somebody was telling him,
come on, don't say that.
No, I'm just saying, like, in this, like, I'm just saying, it felt like somebody was, what I'm saying is, it felt like somebody was adding to it. Like, hey, we need you to put, make sure you get this in. We want it to make, it just felt like,
yeah,
it was.
I love the fact that he talked to Freddie Prinze Jr. That popped me so much. Shout out to Alexis, of course, in the chat, who works with Freddie. I popped for that, and Freddie was like, what am I, like, what?
Yeah, that was
what
good.
Am I getting that reaction? Like, what? I love that. That was great. So, but you know, yeah. I love the match, and I was really excited about the thing that we were getting after that, but it turned out that it wasn't as exciting as I hoped it would be. We got the tag match, the women's tag match between Saraya, Toni Storm, and Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. The match was great, by the way. Let me just start off with that. The match was almost flawless. It was so great. Hikaru Shida came out and, like, tossed in, you know, the kendo stick. And did she mean to toss it in the middle, or did she not? But I know the main thing that people were talking about was that there was no Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
First of all, let me start with the fact that ever since Mercedes debuted in New Japan and her theme song came out, I have not been able to get out South Park out of my head. Because of the, you know, they had this episode where Canada was broke. And they started, you know, chanting, 1, 2, 3, 4, Canada deserves more money. And it was the same as she called herself. And I'm like, I just need to sit down, watch that episode so we can get over with. Because I cannot, every time someone says Mercedes Moné, and I was like, money. every fucking time. So we didn't get Mercedes on the show.
Yeah.
What sense did this match have without Mercedes? Someone please explain this to me.
I think they would have been okay if they wouldn't have let Britt Baker do that
Yeah.
It, well, no. Let me rephrase. If they wouldn't have had Britt Baker, because that was pre-recorded. So
it was pre-recorded, first of all. Second of all, they promoted this match 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What were the tickets for?
Yeah.
Like, it was... Soraya was on a stream on Twitch, and she said, oh, I put those tickets in on Guild Youth. I love the fact that someone photoshopped Stephanie McMahon and Triple H in the crowd. This is so great. I love that. But, like, please, someone explain to me what this was. There is a scenario where Tony Khan thought that he was getting thought that he was getting Mercedes 6 weeks ago, and this is why he made the match. If you are not 100% sure that you have Mercedes on your show, don't book the match. Book Tony Storm in the match, and then when you're 1,000% sure that you have Mercedes, make something, do something, like something happens in the back. Then have Hikaru Shida actually, you know, beat her up before the match, so she can not possibly be the one to be in this match. But this was not good. I'm not saying that I got my, of course I got my hopes up, because like it's the internet and everything, and you know, you have information, you have access to a lot of information, and Mercedes herself says I'm going on a world tour. Britt Baker did not have to, you know, do the bossing and then wink into the camera. You're right, it was pre-recorded. They could have easily, like, you know, cut that out. Also, the thing that most definitely did not help was for the people in attendance who, like, we were in the crowd and they were, you know, expecting something, and then the lights went out and they were like, oh my God, here we go. And then the Rampage commercial begins and they start booing the crap out of everything. This...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So did not help. I heard that because, like, they're going to, you know, to interview between Eddie Kingston, you know, and Ortiz, and I'm like, why they're booing the crap out of everything? And then I got why, because they thought that it's like the lights went down and everything. This was bad. This is one of those instances. I'm gonna let it play out because, like, who knows? Maybe they can get her.
Yeah.
But this was not good. I'm not saying that I'm not partially, you know, in fault here for believing myself that Mercedes was coming, but this was poorly executed.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if they thought they had her, like, because it's obviously, it's very obvious they thought they had her. I think, to me, I mean, that's what I think. I think they had her, but signed, or who knows, or maybe Tony had something else in mind and it just didn't work. But that's the way I felt about it. So
Corey in the chat, maybe Tony didn't have enough Monet.
Yeah. So I see the chat about Revolution there, and this is, you saw that tweet I sent you earlier, so I just want to show this. this popped me so big.
This popped me so so much.
WWE owner Tony Khan immediately gives fans what they've been begging for years, books Evolution 2, but still somehow only has one women's match on the show. Oh, I was done. I was done. I was laughing so hard.
I was like, we don't need to do a show today. Just have this on the screen for 90 minutes.
Yeah. I was cracking up.
I'm like, it's really not funny, but it really is. Like it's funny because it's true. Yes. So we have the Jericho Appreciation Society in-ring segment afterwards. Action Andretti should never be given a live microphone ever, ever in his life, ever. Again, this is a second Dan Lambert bad thing on the show. I do not need that. This was so bad. Okay. Let me just gather my thoughts because I'm so pissed off about this. You cannot have faith in someone that is so new to live television, first of all. And second of all, if he told you what he was going to say and you give him the green light about that, you're to blame about that as well. So in both situations, please, like, get Action Andretti under control, as he said that men must take control over their wives. What the fuck was that line? Jesus fucking Christ. Take control of your wife. Fucking what?
Yeah, I don't think
like,
so, Tim.
This was so, so bad. I hated that. And I did not need Ricky Starks nodding along with that. Like, it's just so bad. I cannot believe that Jake Hager having a ridiculous line about his hat was the best thing in this segment.
That's what's crazy about all of this is how Jake Hager is like the favorite out of all of this now.
Yeah.
I mean, well, 2.0, I still call him 2.0, but those guys are, I love those guys, but Jake Hager and the hat thing.
This was so great.
Who would have ever thought?
And this was the first and last time I'm going to say that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris sends us another one that says AEW doesn't need a Mercedes when they have Sue's minivan.
Did you tweet that out because this is a tweet worthy super chat, please. I miss Sue. Yeah. Actually, it'll be so great if Sue drives Mercedes to the ring.
And I agree with Scott here. That was not Ricky's great at promos.
This was Ricky's best night as well.
It was a disaster for promos. I don't know what happened. But
MJF's promo, Ricky's promo, Action Ready, please never. Yeah. What the fuck was that? I'm so pissed off about this. And I'm so pissed off about this because, guys, you don't know, but in the script that I send to to Rob, it says, after, you know, the women's match, 10 minutes for a disappointment, Maggie rant. And then Jericho Appreciation Society segment. And below that, another 10 minutes of Maggie ranting. Action Andretti was doing so great for me because, like, I love him in the ring. He was getting a great push because you cannot be the one to, you know, beat Jericho in the ring and then, you know, not do anything with that. And then he goes and says, this is such a, why was no one pissed off as pissed off as I am about this? I saw no one talking on Twitter about that.
You're right. It was surprising.
Were they so disappointed that Mercedes wasn't on the show that they didn't give a crap about how bad this was?
I think that's part of it. Plus, I don't think anybody wants to, from what I've learned, my own lesson is I don't want to talk anything negative about Mercedes or Sasha Banks on Twitter. And I would never talk negative I don't talk negative about the performers ever. I just don't because there's no.
No, like this isn't.
No, but I'm still saying like people can take it that way. Like even if you say
I know, but I was asking why did no one raise like a question about Action Andretti's promo? Like none of the viewers had any problem to question Dan Lambert promos because they were bad. Like, why does Action Andretti get to get away with that?
I agree.
I'm seriously, like, hand to my heart, I really hope that he grows out of that, because, like, I'm sure that next week I'll forget about that because it's my brain, you know. And I really enjoy Action Andre. I'm looking forward to where his career goes from this point on, because he beat Jericho. Okay, yeah. Like, he's gonna be big. I just hope that he grows out of this type of promos, you know.
Yeah.
Cheap kinds of promos. I really want that because I can see his future is so bright. I just don't want to ever hear that kind of promo again. Like, ever. This was bad.
Well, let's we have about 30 minutes left, so let's talk real quick about the best match that we've seen on Dynamite last night. Well, I don't even know if it was fantastic. We had really good matches on Dynamite a couple of nights ago.
This was actually a really great episode of Dynamite in ring wise.
Yes.
But, like, the stuff that happened in between, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
That it's
best out of seven, trios match championship, the Elite taking on Death Triangle. Absolutely. Just these guys just
such an amazing match. The thing is that they were so short on time that they had to do spot after spot after spot after spot. And this really isn't helping, you know, the critics, because, oh, they're spot monkeys, look at them. And, like, they're
the Surfer Maggie came out there.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I love how my
I love how my accents, you know, like, different mocking accents of stuff really make my English better.
Very, very, like, you're definitely, I can see, like, why you would want to live on the West Coast, like, in Washington, because you got it. Like, you got
I got this. I got this.
You're ready.
So the match was so great. Amazing spots. I sure hope Nick Jackson is okay, because, like, that bump he took on those hamstrings, like,
God, my hamstrings hurt. Like,
no amount of Romanian deadlifts can hurt as much as what he did on that ladder, and, like, everything, just Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I was so stoked to see, like, the Terminator dive that Kenny Omega does. It was actually the first one of Does my memory lie, or is it the first one he's actually been able to deliver ever since he's been back in AEW, not New Japan?
Which one?
The Terminator dive.
I believe so.
He did it in New Japan against Ospreay, but he was always stopped. Every time he was stopped when he was about to do the Terminator dive. Every time. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. He's going to do it. And then he landed on the table. Oh, it was like, someone please in the chat correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that this was the first Terminator dive that he's done in AEW ever since he came back. Because I'm not sure. Or maybe he was able to do that at All Out when they won the first time the championships. I'm really, again, my memory is like a douchebag, so I may be wrong. Again, huge match. I'm so glad that we got all these matches. Again, these matches actually gave us a lengthier title reign for Death Triangle, and this is the most important thing here.
No, exactly. Fantastic match. I mean, they beat the hell out of each other, obviously.
And yeah.
It was one of those things when they all, like, got up. I'm like, I can't believe they all got up. It was just amazing. We'll go ahead and go through AEW Rampage real quick. We'll hear from Paul Walter Hauser. I can't remember how he said it.
Hauser. Yes.
Yeah. That was hilarious to me.
Yeah, it really was.
We'll hear from the Acclaimed, who had to record their rap promo twice, which was hilarious. Did you see the outtake?
I saw. Yeah. This was so great. Yeah. Like, weird. Max Kessler was, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He was so great.
Yeah, I definitely recommend you check it out. Like, if you want to check it out after Rampage, I understand, but it was funny. Street fight between Ruby Soho and Willow Nightingale teaming up with Tay. Excuse me again.
Street Fight, Ruby Soho and Willow Nightingale versus Tay, Mello, and Anna JAS.
Now you know what Excalibur sounds like, okay?
Yeah, so. Yeah, trying to read it fast. I'm not even on Excalibur's level. Yeah. But maybe I need to put a mask over my face to do it. Who knows? Eddie Kingston and Ortiz taking on the Kings of the Black Throne, Malakai Black and Brody King. TNT Championship, Juice Robinson challenging Darby Allin. So that's going to be pretty good.
This is going to be a wonderful match, by the way.
Yeah.
Juice Robinson and...
And Soupy brought it up too. After the match, Kenny Omega thanked Death Triangle for the matches. That was pretty cool too.
Yes. What a shocker.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega is a wonderful human being.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Bring on
a damn fine cup of coffee.
Bring on the Cooper effect. That's what I was saying. Because I do not have time to try to recreate actually the story, so I'm just gonna read the tweet, guys. This is so great. So this tweet is from a woman who said, "A once in a lifetime experience happened to my twin sister today, and I thought you all may find it pretty breathtaking and beautiful too. My twin sister is in medical school right now, and today was her first day in a new hospital. She was in the operating room this morning, assisting in attending and resident on surgery. Normal day, didn't think much of it. Towards the end of the surgery, they start making small talk, and then the topic of the med school comes up. My sister asked the attending where he went to med school, and then he said, University of Arizona. In class of 88. My sister said, no way, I think that's the year that my dad graduated from med school. The attendant then said, I may know him, what's his name? And then she said his name. The attending dropped his instrument and immediately froze. My sister said he looked like he has seen a ghost. The attending then said quietly, I was his best friend. For those who don't know, my dad passed away right before we were born, and this attending never knew my dad had children, let alone had a child that was in med school standing right in front of him in the operating room. Both attending and my sister cried and exchanged stories about my dad. Apparently, his attending and my dad studied together for every test of every course now that he knew his first name. It rang a bell as my mom had mentioned him. This is so, what are the odds, right?
Yeah, just, that was awesome. When I read it, I sent it to you and I was like, you got to read this.
You send it to me. And then at the very same time, let me tell you, Chris sent me a story about a photographer who was taking pictures of dogs, like professional pictures of dogs. And then the dogs were way easily adopted.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, look at you both sending me Cooper effects. Yeah. This is so great.
Yeah. I swear we could just do a show on like a Cooper effect show on animals.
Yeah. Wholesome segment show. I hate to be that person, but let's move on from great stuff.
Yeah.
To talk about sacrifice, you know. You have a green light to play that video, by the way.
Oh,
because we're going to talk about, and now it's not fun, right? Because I gave you the green.
Yeah, now it's not going to be fun. I have to do it randomly, but okay.
Yeah, I know. Well. We're going to talk about
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
I figured if I was going to do it at all, I'd just have to cut you off to make it even work.
You know, this is so manly. quickly, Switchblade Jay White, you know, like, the other year where he was probably over, and then we'll say, oh my god, he's totally debuting on the Royal Rumble, and now he's again.
That shit's out the window now.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it was gonna happen in the first place, but
I know, but like it's fun to think about it because Switchblade is so ready for television. He's so ready for television. Yeah, and imagine Switchblade against AJ Styles, against Mustafa Ali. Oh my god. You're like against Mustafa Ali, Jesus, and against Chad Gable. Oh my god, these matches would be so great. I can only dream, but I will never forget the pop that he had for his back on AEW television. This was a huge pop. Because again, AEW fans are way more familiar with New Japan than WWE fans are. But you can easily... Okay. Everyone popped immensely for AJ Styles when he debuted in 2016 in the Rumble. Everyone. But maybe not from New Japan, but from TNA. Maybe, I suppose. But huge, huge pop. And again, I will... like, at least when up until the Royal Rumble is over. It will be a really crappy Royal Rumble without AJ Styles because he's injured. And I'm so sad about that. Because the Rumble is his show. Seriously, he debuted there. He had one of his best matches against John Cena at the Rumble. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah. So, oh, definitely not. The same. We were both down and out that we that he's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge fans.
We were talking about that on... and we don't know when it'll air, but yesterday Maggie and I were on Tom Talks Rubbish show. He interviewed us, and it'll air probably in a couple weeks. But he asked us not to give anything away, but we talked about AJ Styles and how much we love that guy. So it's a fun show. So definitely check that out when it airs. But yeah, it sucks. But Jay White, that was one of the first things I thought of, honestly, when all this news started hitting. I'm like, I didn't think it was going to happen in the first place, but now there's no way. I might as well just listen to Vince McMahon's theme music because that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Yeah. So after that, really quick, Kevin Owens is the greatest thing on Raw ever, forever and ever and ever. Like, he's, you know that cat who's, you know, heads down in the bed? This is Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I sincerely, he's a national treasure. 50 more titles, give them all to Kevin, please. Yep. Concerning the Bloodline, the Bloodline is my favorite storyline in wrestling right now. I'm not even kidding. This is so intriguing and frustrating at the same time because, again, it shows you that WWE are capable of awesome storylines. They just choose not to do them. It's just Corey. As I said, he did this 2 years or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago. So Alexa Bliss did the weird thing about Uncle Howdy-ho.
Howdy-ho, everyone.
Mr. Hey, kid, Christmas. So she did the weird thing, and then Uncle Howdy came out, and then they cut to a commercial.
Yeah, and then that was it.
And this was it.
Yeah,
like, ugh. And then people in attendance had to actually give us confirmation that, you know, she was let out of the building because she was like mad or something. This is just weird to me. Like, I'm so in love with Bray Wyatt because, again, I draw comparison between Bray Wyatt and David Lynch a lot because, like, you cannot possibly not see it. And, but, like, them, like, it's going to be so much time between him coming back and him wrestling that this is basically the thing that's been bothering the crap out of me. Yeah.
I know he wrestled, like, a house show match. I don't know if he's done any other house
this
show
matches. This is dumb. How can you first wrestle in a house show for the first time ever since you've been back? Like, this is... I know that this is probably laying groundwork in him, you know, getting the reps in. I know that this is probably it. But, like, this match now between LA Knight... Law Knight. It's Kyle O'Reilly. It's his fault. He said it first. Law Knight
on the Mountain Dewy.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Pitch black.
If this match isn't great, I'm going to be really pissed off. And the other thing I just want to mention, this will hurt me. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I was wrong. Dominic Mysterio is incredibly awesome. This is so great. I cannot believe that this is happening. He's so great. I'm just so into this whole thing right now. I hated this forever, and now the last 2 weeks have been so entertaining for me. This is so great. Please, more. Because, like, this is so ironically over right now.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's
so great. This is so... He looks so incredibly... He tries to look really gangster, you know, with the... But he's so... I hope he knows that he's getting over, but like ironically, like people know that he's being goofy as hell. And this is great because he's nothing like his father. Like, he's not in his father's shadow anymore, because turning heel is the best thing that ever happened to him. And that clothesline that he hit Rey Mysterio with was so, so phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever. And now, like, I know I watched the whole thing because of Dominic right now. And this is saying something, because Damian Priest and Finn Balor are so good in the ring. They're awesome wrestlers. But Dominic Mysterio is a sports entertainer. This is the best way I can phrase this. This is so great. I love this. I cannot believe I'm saying this. But Rhea Ripley isn't the most awesome thing in that faction anymore.
Really? Wow, that actually surprised me that you said that.
Yeah, I love Rhea. She's totally winning the Rumble. But Dominic Mysterio is so good. Mommy? Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus. This is so good. Real quick, Gallus, we're back in NXT. Tyler Bate will be back in NXT next week. He said permanently. I'm gonna mark the hell out of this next week, because I really want us to talk about Impact.
Yeah,
I really want us to devote time for Impact, because I say all the time on the show we never talk about Impact ever, and now that we get to real quick, this is gonna be a bomb for you, like Rob, but I'm officially saying that. It's Gunther. It's not Walter anymore.
What the hell?
It's Gunther. You know why? Because Walter will never be afraid of Braun Strowman. So this is Gunther for me. This is totally Gunther for me now. I'm sorry. Walter is no more. And they made it that way. I'm sorry. It's Gunther.
It's like a death.
No. Yes, it's an end of an era. It's still Pete Dunne, by the way. But Walter is officially dead to me.
I'm all sad now. What the hell?
I know. I'm also sad, but again, Walter will never run from Braun. The Choo Choo Express, Sleepy Floppy is bad, Braun.
Shit, I might actually tear up. This is like a death. Yeah, like saying bye to a friend.
So let's move on. I'm so happy that we're having Kevin Owens against Sami Zayn tonight. But what also we're getting tonight is Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill.
You ruined the show.
I know. It's what I do. yeah.
He's Walter to me, damn it. It's still Walter to me, damn it. Instead of it's still real to me, it's still Walter to me, damn it.
I know, Rob, you can say Walter as much as you want, but you cannot say that I'm not right, because you know I'm right.
You're Walter technically never... right. I'm going to say Walter... that. I see where you're coming from, because that part is right. Like, and you make a valid point that you're right. Walter would not run from that bitch. So, yep.
Some flippy floppy. So, we have the Falls Count Anywhere match between Rich Swann and Steve Maclin. I'm totally pulling for Steve Maclin here, because he's so great. Give him gold right now. Steve Maclin's so good.
Oh, I'm a Steve Maclin. I'm a Steve Blackman guy too, from back in the day. But yeah, I'm a Steve Maclin guy. I would love to see Steve Maclin win this. So let's go with it. Let's have him win the Falls match anywhere. Falls Count Anywhere. What the hell is wrong with me now? Falls Count
it's
Anywhere.
It's the Walter. It's the Walter thing. I'm sorry. I threw you out of the go. Yeah. Then we have the Impact Digital Media Championship between Joe Hendry and Moose. And I believe in Joe Hendry.
I believe in Joe Hendry too.
I still believe in Joe Hendry. Then we have the...
If you don't, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. if you don't know what you're doing, Get the fuck. What was that song? What was that song anyway? Then we have the number one contenders match for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. We had Deonna Purrazzo versus Killer Kelly, Marsha Slamovich, and Taylor White. It's hard for me to root against Marsha because I love the crap out of her, but I'm totally for Killer Kelly here. She needs to win that because I've been such a huge fan of Killer Kelly ever since she came. Before that too, but ever since she came to Impact, she's been so great.
If I could referee one match, this would be it.
You want to referee this match? Is gonna be so, it's gonna be so hard hitting.
Yeah, well,
this match is gonna be so great. I cannot wait for this match.
Yeah, I just want to. You know what I mean. I just.
Who are you rooting for?
Just any of them. I Killer Kelly is fantastic.
She is.
Deonna Purrazzo, I'm always for
one of the best women's performers of last year.
She's nice as she can be. I absolutely adore her. She's very awesome. Taylor Wilde's great. Masha, anytime.
Sean just literally interviewed her.
Yeah,
ahead of Hard to Kill. What a great interview. Masha's so great. Seriously, she's one of my favorites right now.
Let's go with Killer Kelly. I'm going with
Killer Kelly's time. Seriously.
I don't want to forget about the super chat, so let me just get to this real quick. I thought I had it here. One second. Da-da-da-da. One second. There it is. Vince returns. Dominic is awesome. Now Gunther. What the hell?
Yeah. Oh, you're not. Are you comparing this to Vince returning? And
he is. I'm not. He said it. That's pretty bad. All right.
So the next match we have is for the X Division Championship. It's Trey Miguel against Black Taurus. It's Trey Miguel. I love Black Taurus, but he's totally not winning that that championship.
Yeah. Yep. It is true. I agree with you on that one. 100%.
Yeah. Then we have the four-way tag team elimination match for the Impact Tag Team Championships. This is going to be so great because it's an elimination match, and it's not a traditional four-way match. We have the Motor City Machine Guns versus Heath and Rhino versus the Major Players and the Bullet Club, Ace and Chris Bay. So I don't see Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin losing their championship. Like, they literally just won them.
Yeah. I can see that.
Nothing against all three of the other teams. Ace Austin and Chris Bay were just competing for the juniors tag teams in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did so great in that tournament. They did so great, but I love Ace Austin and Chris Bay as a whole. Yeah. Chris Bay is amazing. Like, you cannot think of Impact and not think of about Chris Bay. Yeah. He's totally following me on Twitter. And so, but like the Motor City Machine Guns,
I think they're gonna win. It's either Motor City Machine Guns or Bullet Club. I think it's gonna be Motor City.
Yeah. I would not mind if Bullet Club actually win here. Then we have Jonathan Gresham against Eddie Edwards. I'm excited about this match, not only because I always enjoy watching Jonathan Gresham wrestle and fold people in five. this is so great. But it's also because of the fact that at the end of Impact last night, at the end of the match, the lights went off and on, and Eddie Edwards was wondering what the hell was happening, which isn't the most exciting thing about Impact from last night, because Sami Callihan shaved his head on last night's show, and I have no idea what's happening. The design have hair on them. Like, they have hair. Why are they saying that, you know, Sammy needs to shave his head?
I didn't get that either.
I don't get that. Like, you need to, what they said, that you need to lose your personality if in order to come in to the design. And I'm like, what the fuck is that Game of Thrones thing? You know, like, yeah. Arya did, like, a girl is no one. Like, what the fuck? What do you have to lose your personality in order to be in the design? I do not get that. I love Sami Callihan so much. So much. Why did this have to happen? I know it's just hair.
But Solomon Crowe.
First of all, Wardlow gets his hair off and now, like, Sami Callihan. What is happening to my favorites? Like, please stop losing your hair. Please. Like, again, Jonathan Gresham, I'm sure that Jonathan Gresham wins this match.
I think so too. Yeah, I agree with Jonathan Gresham winning this. Go to the next one here.
Yeah, we have Angels versus Gujar versus Kushida versus Speedball Mike Bailey versus Mike Jackson versus
Yuya Uemura.
Yeah, thank you for that. I
Uemura,
that. Yeah. Yeah,
I think we're going to go with the same one because we absolutely love him.
We love Speedball Mike Bailey here. Like, he, right? No, yeah, are you are you going for Kushida?
No,
like,
I love Kushida, but I'm going with Speedball. But
yeah, Speedball Mike Bailey, you just had the year of his life last year. He was so great. I was not ready for him to lose that X Division championship, but there you go. This is probably gonna steal the show, probably, but, like, you know, actually, after that, we have the Death Dolls versus Giselle Shaw and Savannah Evans and Tasha Steeles. Actually, Taya Valkyrie got a bit of injured last night on last night's show, they played it out, so maybe Giselle Shaw and Savannah and Tasha Steeles win this, or the Death Dolls may have someone to replace Taya. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't think of that when you said that. I didn't put two and two together there. So I still think Death Dolls would win.
Oh, my God, Mercedes Monet is going to be the one. And there you go. There you go. She's an Impact. I would love that, by the way, because Impact's women's division is, when you talk about women's wrestling, you need to talk about Impact. Because they're just one of the best out there. Evans's NXT Black and Gold stopped being a thing because this was actually the greatest women's division on NXT Black and Gold. So there you go. Okay. So the thing that happened last night, I'm sorry. Who are you going with on the women's match?
I was going with Death Dolls.
You're going with Death Dolls. Okay. Yeah. I'm going with Savannah Evans and Tasha and Giselle Shaw. Okay. So
I go with Death Dolls every time. I don't know why. Every time I always go with them.
They're great.
Yeah.
Because Rosemary's awesome.
That's probably
Taya's also awesome, by the way. So what happened last night on Impact was the fact that they announced that the Full Metal Mayhem match between Josh Alexander and Bully Ray will be the match that will open the show. And this basically gave away the ending to the pay-per-view, because we know that Jordynne Grace and Mickie James is totally main eventing the show. In that regards, I hope Josh Alexander retains the championship, because if by any chance they decide to put that title on Bully Ray, they will, like, make the rest of the show unwatchable, because I will
I didn't think of that either.
So much, because what the fuck? Like, 2023 and Bully Ray being a champion in a big wrestling company is not what I want. Like, this is not the wrestling that I want on my show. Like, ever, please.
Well, the advantage there is you don't have Billy Corgan there, because Billy Corgan gave the title to Tyrus because he's going to be on Fox News, and you can't put the title on Bubba because he's, if anything, he's on the radio. Nobody can see him. So,
Hats off to Bully Ray, by the way, for becoming the biggest heel in wrestling for me. because I love Impact. And like, for from every, like, all the companies that I watch right now, Bully Ray was the slimiest heel up until now, and he's actually making me hate him. Like, he's doing his job correctly. And the biggest reason is, of course, that he put his hands on Josh Alexander's wife. Like, you when you do that, like, something in my head just snaps. And like, it's yeah. So this is the time. Are you going with Josh Alexander here, please?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, okay. Hell.
So it's the part of our show when I put over Lars and Dennis for their amazing interview with Mickie James at Wrestling Perspective Podcast here on Impact, because this is the interview that actually made me realize that Mickie James is totally losing this match. First of all, amazing interview. I will always put over Lars and Dennis because they're awesome together. And Mickie James probably basically like said that, oh, she basically said goodbye to wrestling in that interview. It was so incredibly weird. I was listening to that podcast on Spotify on my way home because I have zero time to myself. I wish I could watch all the podcasts I want on YouTube because I love watching people, you know?
Yeah.
But like, all the podcasts I listen to while on my way to work. So after I watched, I listened to the interview, I was like, yeah, okay, she's totally retiring because they're like, they're giving her her flowers on a main event on the first pay-per-view on Impact. Like, they're going to have a big ovation and everything, which is probably sad because Mickie James has so much to offer to women's wrestling. Like, yeah. She was there for the fucking panties and bra matches. She was there like when women were main eventing shows. She was there when she was there for the Knockout. She was there when women made history. She was there for all of it, and she still can do everything, you know. And I really don't want to see her go. Really, seriously, I don't. But as on the other hand, Jordynne Grace being the one to end her career, this is so putting over Jordynne Grace even more, because she's so, Jordynne Grace, so awesome. I love her so much. And this is just another thing that can put over Jordynne Grace so much. And I'm so happy that Mickie James decided that Jordynne Grace will be the one to...
Glad you're here, buddy. Sorry you had to get scheduled for a call.
I know. I'm sorry, Ryan. So this is bittersweet for me because, like, it's I don't want to see Mickie James go, but it's so great that Jordynne Grace will be the one to do it. I'm sorry. I'm actually talking as if I've seen it already happen, but it's just
it's predictable. Like, yeah,
it's predictable the way they did it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The outcome, Mickie James is going to lose, and gotta say, you know, Cooper Feck style, gotta say thank you, appreciate everything she's done in wrestling. If this is it, you know, just thank you, because
yes,
brought a lot to the business. And yeah, I mean, I remember watching her way back in the day, so. She's been wrestling for almost 24 years, if not 24 years. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome that she's.
This match is going to be so great. Like, both of them.
Yeah.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
Guys, our second Cooper Fact the show is about Jeremy Lambert. We had a nice little chat with Jeremy last night when we, last night for me, it was yesterday for you guys, when we recorded Coexisting After Dark. I know that Jeremy hates that, and this is exactly why I'm going to do that. I'm going to put over Jeremy. We love Jeremy so much. he does incredible work for Fightful. I could never do anything that Jeremy does, because like I almost think that he's a workaholic. I know that I'm pretty sure that no one working at Fightful ever sleeps, because why? You know, and of course Cassidy Haynes also doesn't sleep when he's not. If he's not sleeping, if he's not watching wrestling or working, he's probably driving in his car on his way to a wrestling event. So that's probably it. But back to Jeremy. Again, one of the nicest people ever. We could not have Fightful Overbook without Jeremy. So thank you, Jeremy, so much for Fightful Overbook. You made this whole thing happen for us. I know we were on Fightful Select before that, but Overbook has given us this great opportunity to make this great community that we have, and these also awesome people that hang out in the chat every week with us. It's so great. We appreciate you guys so much. And Jeremy's to blame for that, so thank you.
Yeah. Jeremy's to blame for that, so yeah.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy. We love you so much.
Yeah. Jeremy knows how much I absolutely adore him. He has been great to me since day one at Fightful, and he's always been there. Like when I have questions, if I need help, when I have bad
also,
days.
Jeremy, I'm sorry to cut you off, but also Jeremy is the one who called me Fightful Legend Maggie. So there you go. He's also to blame for that.
Yeah. So there you go. You are a legend, Fightful Legend. But he's been there for me, like when I needed somebody, like, you know, it's just, he's great. I'm so happy for him. He's recently got married. He's just living a good life. And and you guys would really enjoy this interview. I think we had a lot of fun. You'll laugh. I think we laughed, we had fun. But he's great. And there's really, I could go on about Jeremy.
And you guys know Jeremy. We don't need to sell his awesomeness to you guys.
Yep. But Maggie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Oh, I meant to hit this one.
You
I really
jerk.
Did. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Maggie, what do you call a teacher who doesn't fart in public? A private tutor. You like that one, huh? What do you call a boat full of buddies?
I'm not your buddy, friend. I'm not your friend, guy.
No, you're way off.
Guy, buddy.
You're way off.
I'm sorry.
A friendship.
Oh, wow. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Mine was better.
Yeah, it was. I liked yours a lot more. My wife won't talk to me. Not sure why. She asked me what the female equivalent of the man cave was. I shouldn't have told her the kitchen. Hey, I didn't write that one.
But you said it.
Hey.
Oh, you're spreading awful humor.
You want jokes? You're going to get jokes. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it, but I would never say it because I don't want to get my ass kicked by anybody. Let me rephrase it. I wouldn't mean it when I say it. There we go. Maggie, did you hear about the latest book on Poltergeist? It's flying off the shelves. Yeah, you know, these jokes aren't the best, but they're fun, and that's what matters.
Okay, I have one for you. Have you seen?
Yes.
Did you have you seen the movie Constipation?
No,
it hasn't come out yet.
Yes, see, I think that's the best one. I love that. Been waiting a while to see that one. But
no, I'm sorry. No,
I said been waiting a while to see that one is what I said.
No, my joke about women and this was the best one I've ever made. Like, you know, how do women handle the liquor? They grab them by the ear.
Yeah.
This was the best I ever said. I'm sorry. Because like I leave jokes to you because they're your thing. So every now and then I can, you know.
Hey, I think people like jokes in general. So anytime you have them, please, because you have to. Like people like to laugh, and I think it's great. Like that's part of it.
I know.
We try to make people feel good with the Cooper effect, make them laugh, hopefully with some of these dumbass jokes that I tell.
Yes, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today for a little bit over, you know, our regular time, but we really, really needed to talk about Impact. Thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Please go subscribe to Fightful Select and watch our chat with Jeremy, and you'll get a lot more than our chat with Jeremy. You get, you know, legit news, like first, and you get a lot of podcasts, you get a lot of scoops, so it's really worth your while.
There we go. I got it.
Oh, you got it. It took you a year.
And speaking of talking about Impact, Joel, every night, watch Joel for Impact. No, every Thursday night, Joel and
Get your shit together.
Well, it's waiting to come out, remember? He hosts the post show.
The Impact post show, yes. And is Joel having one with Steven Jensen after Hard to Kill? Joel, are you hosting? You need to get catch on to that.
There it is, with Cresta and Jensen.
Oh, Cresta and Jensen. Oh, yes. Oh, nice. Thank you. This will be so great. I'm looking forward to that. And tune in on Fightful's post show tonight after Rampage and SmackDown with Aiden and Alex, maybe.
There's a good one. There's a pun that I missed.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love it.
Okay. So, again, guys, thank you for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, please.
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I am on, I can't talk today, on Instagram at Fightful Rob. And yeah, guys, we want to say thank you again for tuning in. We will see you next week when...
Enjoy Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
And great show.
We'll see who owns the WWE maybe by next week. Will it be me? Yeah, I know. It's
overbooked, remember? Like, all of the... We needed to address this at the beginning of the show. All of the Super Chat money and the Humper Chat money for Overbooked and the Spotlight go towards us buying WWE.
Yeah, that's right. It goes to us. So
we're going to have AJ Styles wrestle every minute of every day, regardless of if he's injured or not.
Yep, you want him on... we're bringing back 205 Live with AJ Styles. Yes. We're bringing back...
Cedric Alexander will be champion forever.
Main event with AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. AEW Dark, when we merge with... I know we're not going to merge, but we will have a Forbidden Door. We will have a Forbidden Door show where it's AJ Styles just wrestling different people from AEW. It's going to be fantastic. You guys will like it.
Yeah.
but guys, I want to say thank you very much. Make sure you tune in to the post shows tonight on Fightful.com.
The Rampage and SmackDown post shows and the Hard to Kill post.
Yeah, and hard to kill. You gotta be hard to kill. That's so stupid. I'm so stupid.
I'm always hard when I watch Kenny Omega and AJ Styles in Wardlow. Bye, guys.
You know why? Because you're
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
Do you know if you were married?
Let's end the show.
No, well, hold on. Do you know if you were married to Kenny Omega? And today was your
happy anniversary.
I would say happy anniversary to you, just like Tony Khan did.
Bye.
Oh, one thing too.
Look at all those chickens.
I like chickens. I should have chicken for dinner. Should I end the show?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sacrifice. Sacrifice!
Okay, that's it. I'm leaving. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.